It is Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Today we discuss safe workplaces, make it permanent. I am Michael Askins, architect, technologist, and this is the Technology Architecture Solution Engineering Show. I'm riding solo in the virtual studio today. That's cool. I got some good messaging to relay to you. And let's start off by analyzing what that title was, make it permanent. So what does it mean to make it permanent? As businesses and workers, we've done tremendous efforts to keep lines of business operating when the world shut down in March 2020. We've seen anxiety build on trying to get back to some semblance of normalcy. If we could ever look back and equate what was normal and compare it to what the future holds, that would be left for history to judge. Those efforts we took include adding new technologies, changing business processes, reimagining how to support our workers not only in their job function, but in their personal well-being too. All of this change was rapid, and decisions were made inside very accelerated timelines, which leaves us with many questions that need answered as we evolve into how we work. How do we decide what changes are not sustainable? And how do we take those positive and transformative changes and make them permanent? In the next several shows, we'll focus on three aspects of returning to work, starting with return to work safely, what kind of technologies can we use to return to work, and engagement and collaboration. We start off today with return to work safely with Microsoft Dynamics, Power Apps, and Power Automate. So kicking off our first week for safe workplaces and returning to work, we wanted to focus, as Per mentioned earlier, about Microsoft Dynamics, Power Apps, Power Automate, Power BI. We want to kind of draw attention to some of the resources that are out there to help make sure that we're doing the right thing from a safety perspective, but we're also making sure we're gathering data because data is important. So what I'm about to talk about here is important for multiple reasons. It's important to make sure your employees and staff and your workers are safe. It's important to have data points so that when we need to provide data points so we can find out what's happening where. If you don't have the data points, you don't have answers. And then there's also sometimes compliance reasons. Certain organizations, either by policy or compliance and governance, depending on where you live, you might be required to collect some of this information. So there's multiple ways to do it. And we're going to break it down into a larger complete solution that can typically have a deployable package through Dynamics Power Apps, the Power Platform, let's just call it that, Dynamics and the Power Platform. And then there's some other things you can do with the Power Platform if you're not that big of an organization and your requirements are a little bit lower. That's for part two. We'll save that for later. But right now, let's talk about what Dynamics is and what the Power Platform is real quick. Just for those who don't know, Microsoft Dynamics historically has been known as the CRM package, though it does do AX, which is financials, ERP, does field service. There's modules for just about everything you can think of from a business perspective around Dynamics. If you can think of a system that you need to track things for, Dynamics has something for it, or a partner of Dynamics, of Microsoft, does have something that can bolt on to Dynamics to do that. So it's a pretty robust platform. Well, the Power Platform, it consists of Power Apps, Power Automate, and Power BI. Though Power Automate and Power Apps are more tightly coupled with Dynamics, because that platform uses some of the back end of Dynamics. So I won't go too far down into the technical details here, but let's just say that Power Apps and Power Automate are their own thing, right? They can run exclusive, air quote, exclusive of Dynamics. The reality is some of the framework and the things in the back end is Dynamics based, even if you don't see it or ever use it or subscribe to it. It's there. It's running in the back end. Oversimplification? Yes, certainly. It's an oversimplification, but that's enough for us to kind of forge forward. So when we look at what we're doing for returning to work, Microsoft reacted really quickly and put out this application. So again, I don't want to go too down in the weeds, but when you have Dynamics or Power Platform, there are things that you can grab from the internet, either from a trusted partner or from the marketplace, and install it into your environment. So, you know, there's a marketplace for things. Microsoft has made available the Return to Workplace Power App, which is actually a Return to Workplace Power App, Dynamics, Power BI, a little bit of Power Automate in there too. So they made it super simple for those who don't want to go through the weeks, months, years it takes to deploy a whole solution like this from the ground up, and packaged it and said, here you go. Use this as a mechanism to help you as an organization get back to work. There's four key areas to this application. Location readiness, workplace care management, employee health and safety management, and location management. So those four key areas are the things that are super useful when thinking about complete end-to-end solutions. So we're looking at the facilities, we're looking at what's happening in the world and laying our facilities up against that. Then we're looking at what's happening with our employees, and then how do we manage that? And then how do we manage our locations and making sure our locations are safe and stay safe moving forward. So let's give a quick synopsis here on what each one of those four areas are, and we could always dive in deeper, and then I'll talk to how you would actually get this in your organization and where some potential challenges may be with that. And challenges not in a bad way, just challenges in making sure that we are doing the right thing and how we deploy and leverage the solution. So let's start back at the top again. Location readiness. So, and I'm gonna pull this directly from, just so we have a complete clear transparency, I'm pulling the next phrases for each one of these areas directly from Microsoft, just so we're not overstating what it can do or understating its capabilities. And then I'll throw some commentary around at the end here. So number one, location readiness. We got to quickly determine what the readiness is for each location and effectively manage the safe reopening across all the phases and transitions, which this is where I'm going to stop with their phrasing. It also includes critical things like, you know, infection rates, supply availability. It has checks been done. So when we talk about location readiness, let's look at a facility. Let's look at what's happening around that facility. Let's look at what's happening in the region. We'll see what, you know, infection rates are. Let's see what infection rates are with our internal people. And let's also see, make sure that what we need to stay there is open. Simple as there's sanitizer every 10 feet. I swear we've all been bathing in sanitizer, and that's okay because that's what we have to do right now. But what happens when it's not there? I've actually seen people's panics looked on their face when they walk to a door and are ready, like touch it, and there's like nothing there. So what happens when you don't have that? What happens when you maybe have exposure or a large exposure in a facility and you need to have it microban steamed and you don't have the data on when it was done? How do your people know how to handle that, right? Unless you know it needs to be done and you're tracking it and that it has been done and it's ready to open again, you don't have that information. So let's move over to the next section, which is the workplace care management. That is super easy, straightforward. Inside it, it's like a Dynamics interface. It's just basically a web interface. So it allows you to actively manage the COVID-19 cases. So you can be making sure that when someone, you know, pops positive for one, that, you know, all the protocols are handled. And here I'm going to dive back in and use the Microsoft terminology here. So actively manage COVID-19 cases, identify hotspots, look for areas for safety improvement, import data from other systems in case management, and use dashboards to have a good view of what's happening. So this is where we're taking the time to, you know, make sure that we're following protocol. We're making sure that when people passes a check, That's fine. That's great. We recorded that. Somebody didn't pass a check. They get instructions on what to do, because this is the only way for us to really, truly get back is if we all start following these rules, right? This has been out for a while, so hopefully this is not new to a lot of you. This platform that Microsoft has, this application, this process is definitely not new, because we're all familiar with this, either in some manual way or some other systematic, programmatic way. We're attesting to our safety and our health, right? And we can see this as technologists who deal with a lot of organizations. We see this as a path forward, not just out of what we're experiencing now, but also a path forward for something like the common flu season or whatever may evolve in the future. We may get exposure to in the future. Things are different now, and there are organizations that are going to continuously do things in this manner. There's other nations that have done that. So location readiness, number one, workplace care management, number two. The next bit is our employee health and safety management. And this is super cool. So there's, and here again, I'm going to dive back into the Microsoft words, and then I'll bounce out for commentary. Keep employees safe and productive with self-service tools that allow them to check into work remotely with an arrival time slot or a space booking, as well as self-screen before entering facilities. So, you know, one of the things about Power Apps, as I mentioned earlier, part of the Power Platform, is you can deliver a Power App to a phone. You can deliver it to a tablet, Microsoft Teams, a web portal. It depends on, you know, where you want it to go, but you can deliver this all over. The idea, though, is to have it delivered on the phone. So when an employee wants to go into the office, they can do their health check. How are you feeling? What is the questions you need to answer? And then you can get a pass to enter that facility. So, you know, making sure that you have the right to be there. And I say not the right, like you can't be here because you're not allowed to. It's no, you're not permitted to because of space or maybe reservations. We're seeing people reimagine how they do their office spaces. We're changing that all up, right? And I'm sure we'll talk to that here in the next couple shows too as well. But in order for us to safely enter a place, we need to maybe have a reservation to be there. And maybe there are so many. And so you get a pass to be able to get in there, and you can, this solution handles this whole process for the employee, and it allows them to understand what's happening. It's for their facility. On that app, they can look up the status of maybe where they work. So if they work in office, in the park in office A, and office A is closed because of whatever reason, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go to work. Well, I'm going to go and look it up on my phone. Oh, it's not open. It's not open because, if you remember, we talked about location readiness earlier. Maybe that location's not ready to be open because either an incident happened and it's in cleaning, or maybe it's just not open because there's not enough people and everybody's working remote, so that facility shut down. So you can get that visibility and make better use of your time. The last bit of the return to workplace app is the location management. So these are the tools that go hand in hand with the location readiness dashboard. And the location management section, again, is the more dynamic side of it, which is basically just a web page you go to. And again, as with the other ones, I'll give you a quick blurb from Microsoft and then I'll comment on it. Help your locations remain safely open with tools that work with workplace management systems to monitor and control occupancy by area, by phase, by health supplies, by safety procedures and protocols, and other best practices. So this is the spot where you go in and you say, okay, this facility used to be able to fit 300 people. Now it's only fitting 125. And this is where, you know, the sanitizers need to be. And this is what the cleaning phases are. And this is what, you know, insert all the various variables that will make that facility have doors unlocked so people can go and do their functions. That is the management tool. So taking a step back and looking at it, knowing that we talked about the Power Platform and Dynamics is what is at core to this solution. The location readiness is a Power BI dashboard. The workplace care management is the Dynamics app. The Employee Health and Safety Management is the Power app that can be on phone, tablet, wherever. And the Location Management is, again, back to Dynamics. So that's the solution as a whole, as an overview. So what does it mean to actually have this deployed? Here we go. So it is very easy to deploy, and sometimes it might not make sense for some people on how to actually make it useful to them. Because when you deploy it, there's going to be gobs of stuff inside of it. And by gobs of stuff, I mean like a lot of test data, just so you can like get in there and look at it and get a feel for it. So that's where, like, a lot of the times during the day job, we get pulled into these kind of things. Like, we deployed this app from the marketplace, and now what? So generally, if you're very savvy with the platforms, you can go in there and just, you know, strip out the test data, as I like to say, uniqueify it for you and your organization, and make sure that it's, doing what it's supposed to do. A lot of other organizations, even if they do have some people that are familiar with the platform, they get a little bit of challenge, mostly because of the underpinnings. Like, they try to, like, get under the hood as opposed to managing the process. This is a manage the process and manage the interface type of a solution, not let's go on the back end and, like, write something to make it do something it's not intended to. So we get called in occasionally to help deploy this, or at least talk to or work through some challenges that they're having. And it's a very good complete solution. And I think if you give it a look or reach out to in the show notes to us, we can give you a quick overview of what that looks like. And it is very robust. And again, it's been out, but I do want to put that big asterisk up. There's a big renewed interest because we are seeing more and more record vaccinations. We're seeing more and more conversations around people talking about what do we got to do to get back in, if at all, or are we just changing the way we're working? Again, another show. So this is a point where I'm just going to pause. We're going to stop and hear a word from our sponsor, and I will get back on the other side with you to talk about maybe something that can help you here that's not as deep and robust, because you might not need all of that. We'll see you on the other side.
Hey, listeners. So by now, you know that while we bring you the latest and greatest tech news, tips, and trends by night, by day, we run the Microsoft Cloud Solutions practice within Aspirant Consulting. Aspirant is a global management and technology consulting firm that challenges the antiquated, ineffective consulting model. Unlike the bigger firms, we focus on delivering sustainable results for our clients through broad, integrated expertise. From operational process design to organizational change to app development and pretty much anything you can imagine in the cloud, our team can help yours overcome whatever challenge it's facing. So check us out at aspirant.com, follow us on LinkedIn, or follow the link in the show notes to learn more about Aspirant and our breadth of capabilities. Aspirant Consulting. Experienced teams, real results.
Good day, Dev. How you doing? Glad you could stop in the virtual studio today.
I know it's been a while since I've been in the virtual studio. It's a glad to be back inside the studio, and excited to talk about quickly some topics today.
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna pivot, and we're gonna talk about first. Our first conversation is gonna be around the Power Platform and returning safely to work. That's our first goal, right? So let's talk about that. Our previous segment, I was all by myself, by the way. Just so you know. The previous segment, I discussed the return to safe work application stack that Microsoft had made available to the public through Marketplace, which leveraged Dynamics, Power BI, Power Apps, and there's a little bit of Power Automate in there. It was a pretty robust solution, and it kind of just went over roughly what it was, all the components that it covers from a compliance perspective, from a health and well-being perspective. But there's one gap that we don't have, and we have for this segment, is to discuss maybe doing something a little more simplified for organizations that maybe don't have that big requirement. And I know you and I have done in the past, historically, done some return safely to work activities, if you will, projects around the Power Platform. And essentially creating a really lightweight Power App for users to, you know, do various things. And why don't you talk about that? And let's talk about a little bit about after that. We'll go into what it takes to build something like that out.
Yeah, definitely. So for one example that we've done recently is a customer wanted to basically have a interface for as employees came into the building to verify that they don't have any symptoms or they've been exposed to COVID. It was a preset of questions they wanted the user to acknowledge and hit submit before they were allowed to enter the building. And if they didn't pass all those questions, then they were asked to leave the building and contact their manager and things of that nature.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good workflow. And it could be something as simple as like a device that people can answer this on. But I believe with those projects, we can go a little step further. So I know there are integrations with barcode systems and, you know, sometimes the back of a badge, sometimes that's a QR code or a barcode for the user so that the user really doesn't even have to be all up on the device. They can, you know, use the onboard camera to scan it. I know there's devices that are wireless that do similar type activities. So there are ways that you can leverage some of the existing things you have and integrate that with Power Apps. So just kind of recapping again, and I've said this probably 1,000 times, and it's really repetitive for this particular show, is, you know, Power Apps is that low code, no code platform for you to nimbly build solutions, right? So if you're looking for something simple like interacting with your data, this can do that, right? But you can go super robust. There's a lot of things that you can do even deeper than just, you know, a simple changing the way a form looks or having an interaction with data. There's a lot of integrations, and you know, just off the top of your head, not to put you on the spot, but why don't you just kind of roll through some of the advanced things that you can do, because you can build some really robust advanced Power Apps.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a lot of times you see when you're looking at advanced integrations, and I think there also is some level of creativity to it, is, you know, Power Apps can pretty much integrate with any data source that people are going to use today. You know, for the particular use case that I mentioned earlier, we use SharePoint list to, you know, quickly and nimbly, you know, get this app up and running because it was a time sensitive thing. You know, there's SQL data, you know, there's obviously the Microsoft Dataverse, which is very big right now. And then you even mentioned before that, like, you know, it also, it's not even sometimes about the app itself, it's about the device that you're leveraging from a integration perspective. You know, this particular organization, they wanted the ability for the user to just scan their ID so that way they can identify who the user is. And we were able to integrate that within the tablet that they're using, have a HID reader, and be able to scan their badge, and we'll be able to automatically identify who the user is based off of a one-time registration. So I think I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is definitely pretty cool. And these things can tie into multiple data sources too. So really robust security systems that have, you know, encrypted chips on, you know, those swipe cards that are also like near field, like those encrypted numbers. I mean, it can look up against those databases if you build out that integration, or you can go something super simple like, hey, let's just record who it is and whatever bits we need to track to make sure that they're okay to enter the building. So taking a step beyond just the access, you know, for getting, well, it's actually access in general. But so if we're going to take access, getting into a facility and having a solution like this, how about just access in general? So Power Apps is robust enough that you can deliver it to, you know, authorized mobile devices and tablets, as you mentioned. So there are use cases for organizations that have, you know, Power Apps embedded into, you know, SharePoint and Teams tabs too, which will, you know, greatly take all your workflows and point them in a single point use case where there's a great opportunity to surface data and surface interaction with that data. You know, be it if you're a call center or if you're in sales and, you know, you're trying to enable your people. And if we need to deliver that access to their device, we can do that simply, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's this little thing called licensing also as well.
There is that. Agreed.
That you need to leverage for that. And I think, you know, yeah, you could, you know, depending on what the use case is for the app, yeah, you can deliver it to one person or thousands of people, you know, and I think, you know, when we're talking about delivering to that wide of a user base, you know, there's always talking about, you know, managing it through security groups and things like that. So you're not going to add 1,000 individual people to an app to allow them to use it. You can scale it as small or as wide as you want. For this particular app as well, you know, the interface we built was just for users to submit their answers to their questions, but, you know, we could even took it a step further and built the interface where, you know, for people who are managing this, they don't have to go into the back end at all. They can just see, you know, responses right there, or, you know, see employee registration right there. You know, they don't have to leave the app, but, you know, that wasn't part of what we were trying to do there.
Yeah. And again, to your point, it's as little or as much as you want it to be. And it's also worth noting that, you know, all the security controls and trappings on the back end, and, you know, like for this use case, for like when we think of flu and COVID, you know, if there's contact tracing, you know, making sure that, you know, that back end is hardened and locked down. There's some simple things, and it's not as robust as the Microsoft solution for prepackaged solution that is built on Dynamics, where it's like the hand sanitizer on the third bottle on the fifth lobby is a quarter full. You know, I mean, you can't be that detailed. You can wire in IoT to, you know, with the automatic temperature sensor 6 foot away can tell you if you have a fever. You know, like there's things you can tie in and make available with other more robust solutions. But I thought it was worth, and I'm glad you kind of stumbled along the virtual studio, because I was just launching off discussing the, you know, how we can simplify things. And it's not like we'd want to take that Microsoft solution and simplify it, because it is a bit of a beast in a good way. Being able to, you know, spend a handful of hours to kind of tweak questionnaires and handle that is ideal. Now, you know, just thinking of use cases, I know there's another one for the day job that is kind of looming, and it's a manufacturing facility, and they do a lot of materials, like they handle a lot of materials, and they have people of different ethnic origins, and so they're looking to potentially have, based upon the user sign-in, language choices. Can you talk on that a little bit?
Yes, definitely. And I do remember the other app that you were talking about there. I think one of the things that Power Apps does lack a little bit is native language translation. Because, you know, it's not built in to my knowledge of it during my exploits with Power Apps. A lot of times what we have to do is, you know, and we get pre-seeded translations from the organizations. And what we do is, you know, obviously when a user steps up, we want to be able to identify who that user is, so that way we can display which language that they need to see so they'd be able to read it. So part of the registration process sometimes when we look at it is we ask them to choose the preferred language. And then, you know, once they pick that language, it's a one-time thing. And then once they come up next time, or when they scan again or whatever the case may be, they we are able to dynamically show different text boxes based off of the selection of the language with local variables and setting visible and setting things to true and false for visibility purposes. So, you know, it's very simple there. You could go a different route and go different pages, but for the, you know, depending on how you're trying to build the app and what the, you know, and I think another thing that we can talk about as well is like designing the app in a way where you don't touch the screen as much because it is, you know, COVID-19. Yep. So, you know, for the way that we designed this app is that we didn't want to have users having to navigate across different screens based off of or touching the screen based off of what language they're on. So everything's on the same canvas, but we just dynamically display things and hide things based off of user selection.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's good stuff. That's definitely good stuff. And, you know, you have your standard logging of all this stuff on the back end, be it a SQL database or I'm not even going to say Excel spreadsheet, because technically you can bind a Power App to one of those. I'll withhold judgment at this time. but, you know, typically we want to have a more robust solution on the back end, like, you know, either a SQL table or a SharePoint list. And, you know, there's, you know, all the security trappings that go into that. And if you have just the standard Power BI with your M365 subscription, the data points can quickly spin into reports that don't take a lot of time and development to make. I mean, literally within, you know, an hour or so, you have some really decent data that you can display in a report or even publish to a dashboard that you can embed into a Microsoft Teams. So if you have a security officer or you have a HR, whoever's in charge of making sure everything's good, you can make a nice, rich, robust dashboard and embed it. And even with this more simplified solution, you can do this with really great speed and ease that gets at that SharePoint list or at that table. And you can say, you know, filter over time or, you know, have counters of like, okay, everything's looking good. You know, and there you go. So the one thing that I always do caution individuals sometimes when they're looking for reports, they're looking to say, okay, I want to see employee so-and-so, and I want to see what they clock. There's, you know, the fine line of what you're allowed to see and do and versus what they're attesting to. So we always tell you to, you know, make sure you talk to your legal department, talk to your compliance teams to make sure that the people that have access to reports that are not anonymized are indeed protected, right?
Definitely. Agree.
Awesome. So on that note, just to kind of wrap some things up here for this particular segment, thank you again for stopping in. We covered the Microsoft solution. We covered what our intent is over the next couple shows. And keep a lookout in the show notes below, and we'll have links to everything. And I'm thinking we're in the middle of spring break right now from a recording perspective. So we've like had a week off or so, and we're going to probably try to put things in a quick succession to try to get this all out kind of together as opposed to spreading it out over a month. So keep an eye out for that. And also, and since you're here, Dev, you know, one of the things we're going to be doing shortly is Collaboration Corner. So there is a change to the Collaboration Corner this month, which you're aware of, but I'll say again for our listener audience, the Collaboration Corner with Ari is going to be conversational topics with Ari and myself, and we're going to move the Teams 30 and 30 to its own segment, its own bonus, which actually I think is super compelling, and part of me thinks that that might be a standalone little nugget that we drop out there. What are your thoughts?
I definitely agree. And I think as we get closer to, you know, Skype retiring, I saw even today that they dropped some new stuff on the blogs dictating what's going to happen once Skype retires. And, you know, there's always what's new in Microsoft Teams every month. And I think it's definitely warrants its own standalone piece right now.
Awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff. So on that note, check the show notes and you'll get links to the products and things we talked about today. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
Today's show is brought to you by Aspirant. You aspire, together we achieve. This production is for information and entertainment purposes only. Not all technologies and items discussed are compatible with your system or specific configuration. Your mileage may vary. Consult a professional before trying anything discussed on this show. Visit show notes for relevant information and links.